open. Yes, yes, all right, yeah.
All right, everybody, all hands on deck. Time to take Carol to the hospital.
Hospital? Oh, man, the baby's got it. Dude, I gotta get this on film.
Yeah. Come on, everybody.
Dad, the Bucks just went into overtime. Can't you just cross her legs and hold it in?
JT, son, let me explain something to you here.
Huh.
Now.
Coming, Dad.
Good boy. Okay, Al, Brandon, grab the suitcases.
I'll get Dina and Karen.
Yeah, okay, JT, take everybody in the car, and I'm taking Carol to the hospital in the truck, okay?
Don't worry, Carol, I got plenty of film here, man. You could be in labor up to 36 hours. I'll get the whole region thing on Memorex.
Yeah, buddy, we're in a bit of a hurry here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Here, everybody, watch out. Okay, here we go.
Cool. Hey, I'm going to strap myself to the hood, get some action shots on the way.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Go, go, go.
No. No, he wouldn't dare. Not even JT.
They left without us.
Okay. I'm gonna hurt him.
Paging Laurie Anderson, home health care for.
Jeez, we've been here an hour. How long does it take to have a baby?
How should I know? Do I look like a chick?
We got the hallway to Carol's hospital. We got patients walking back and forth. Hey, dude, might want to hold the back of that gown closed, man. Unless you want somebody to park their bike there. Hey, here we got the Lamperts. Anxiously awaiting the arrival of a new little brother or sister. Over here, we got the Fosters. Dude, where's Daneberger and company?
Dr. Starnes, Dr. James T. Starnes, emergency stat.
JT, you subhuman, inconsiderate pig!
There they are.
How could you leave without us?
Yeah, Frank said you were supposed to drive everybody else.
Oh, see, I thought he meant everybody else I liked.
Yeah, who wants to hang out with you geeks anyway?
Pipe down, you little twerp.
Don't call him a twerp, dork.
Hi-ya! Back off, Missy. I took a self-defense class and I could snap your neck like a chicken bone.
Take your best shot, Barbie. It's gonna be your last.
Hi-ya.
All right. That's enough. That's it. Break it up, okay? Man, you guys. This is supposed to be the happiest day of your lives.
Get it, Cody. There hasn't been a happy day since these Lambert goobers first moved in.
Yep. September 20th, 1991. The day the music died.
Well, 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 Frank Lambert. Long time no see. Come on in.
Yeah, kids, come on.
These are my kids, Karen and Mark.
And these are mine, Al, Brendan, and JT. Say hi, kids.
Hi.
Oh, and here's Dana.
You!
Oh, my God, it's the rat boy. Mother, this cretin put a dead rat in my locker.
The rat was alive when I put him in there. Your gym socks must have killed him.
Hey, great, you two already know each other. I'll tell you what, why don't all you kids go on out back and talk about what is obviously a pretty darn interesting story? Come on.
Children, time to eat.
What? Oh, what is it?
Mom, look what that midget did to my dress.
Well, what? I don't see anything.
There, she squirted ketchup all over me. Oh, lighten up. It was an accident. If I wanted to get all over you, I'd have done this.
Stop it, you little criminal.
Hey, don't call my sister criminal, jerk face.
You people are savages. Can't you argue without throwing food?
Ah, yes. Dining with the Lamberts, always a four-star experience.
Oh, right, like it's real fun waking up to your dog breath every morning.
You guys have been fighting for like 4 years. Don't you think it's time to bury the hatchet, huh? Smoke the peace pipe? Get on board the love train?
Maybe, but still don't trust her with ketchup in her hand. Relax, Karen. It's empty. See? At least I thought it was empty.
It's empty now.
There we go. Cleansing breath now. Good girl. Oh, yeah, yeah, I see it. Okay, honey. Here you go now. Here's a nice chip for you, okay?
Oh, thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
Sorry I'm late, but the Bucks went into overtime, and I couldn't take my eyes off that Glenn Robinson. Oh, with a butt like that, he's worth every penny of that $68 million.
She's only dilated 3 centimeters, Dr. Postley. We've got a long way to go.
Okay. So how you doing, Carol?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good. Would you like to meet your anesthesiologist
now? Oh, no, 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 no. We won't be needing him, doctor. Frank and I have discussed this, and we decided we're going to have a completely natural childbirth. Haven't we, Frank?
Are you sure about that?
No, absolutely. No drugs, no anesthetic. I'm handling the pain just fine.
Well, honey, you're only out of 3. You haven't felt real pain yet.
I haven't?
Oh, honey, look. I think another contraction's coming.
Oh, this sucker's gonna be a big one.
Just breathe now, huh? Okay, okay, breathe.
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'm not okay.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You can do this, honey. Here, you want some ice chips?
No, I want drugs.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I want drugs.
Stop it, honey.
Drugs!
Don't remember, natural childbirth.
Drugs! No!
I'd like to meet the anesthesiologist now. Maybe somebody could sew my ear back on, huh?
Nurse, would you pick up the minefield?
Right away, doctor.
Breathe. All right. Okay, honey. Come on, Carol. Come on. Don't forget to breathe.
Just breathe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good, honey. That's good. You're doing excellent work.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Dr. Winefield. I'll be your anesthesiologist.
What's he doing here?
You asked for drugs, honey.
Frank, that was not me talking. That was the pain talking.
Well, honey, Mr. Payne was using your voice.
Frank, you're supposed to be strong enough to stand up to me.
Okay, I'll be strong.
Okay, well, we won't be needing you, Dr. Winefield. We don't need you or your drugs.
I wouldn't go too far. Okay, Carol. Take some deep breaths, because the really big contractions will start soon.
The really big ones?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we go. It's
going to
be okay, honey.
Oh, my God!
Dr. Covington, you wanted a maternity? Dr. Covington to maternity.
Attention, doctors. If one of you is single and owns a new Mercedes or BMW convertible, please report to the maternity waiting room stat. This is a hospital, not Love Connection. Anyway, you don't even know what stat means. Who cares? Whenever they say it on ER, George Clooney comes running.
Carol, you're doing great.
Oh, good.
All right. Now, I got to go down the hall and check on a patient. If you need me, just use the intercom next to your pillow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good girl.
Oh.
You're doing a great job. I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too, no. Frank.
Oh, brace yourself. Here comes another contraction.
Me. It's your baby.
I know.
Get it out!
Remember, we love each other.
Hey, shut up, pretty boy. I want drugs.
No, you don't want drugs.
The hell I don't.
Carol, one of us has to be strong.
Yeah, well, remember that vasectomy we talked about? Huh? How'd you like it right now?
A do-it-yourself vasectomy.
Nurse, get Dr. Winefield.
Oh, Frank, that was the worst one yet.
I know, honey, but help's on the way.
What do you mean, help?
Well, Dr. Winefield is coming to give you something for the pain.
The drug guy?
That's what you asked for.
Frank Lambert, you spineless noodle of a man. How many times do I have to tell you I don't want drugs?
You know, I really like this birth thing better in the old days when the men just hung out in the bar around the corner.
Frank, could I just have a word with Carol?
Oh, yeah. I'll just step off the battlefield and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, get out of here.
Carol.
What?
Why is it so important for you to have this baby without pain medication?
Because I want to be present for every moment of this baby's birth.
Oh. You're gonna be present, I can guarantee that. You'll be real present. But, honey, you seem to be under the impression that you need to be in agony.
Yeah, well, isn't it better for the baby if I don't take anything?
Not necessarily. If you're exhausted and in a lot of pain, that's not good for the baby when it comes time to deliver.
Oh, well, I really wanted to have this baby naturally.
Carol, the only way this baby will not be born naturally is if it comes out your nose.
Well, maybe it wouldn't hurt if I took a little something for the pain.
Absolutely not. So we'll give you an epidural. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly safe for you, and it won't hurt the baby one bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good girl.
How we doing, honey?
Oh, I'm okay. I decided I'll just take a little something for the pain.
Does somebody want drugs in here?
Oh, yeah, but you better hook her up first, okay?
Don't worry. In a few minutes, you won't feel a thing.
Oh, God bless you.
He's gonna shoot. He's gonna shoot.
I didn't. I was just trying to score a goal. Hitting you in the face was a bonus.
I've got an idea. Why don't you go down to the morgue and take a nap?
Just shut up, Dana.
Oh, snappy comeback.
Why don't you go snap
your
bra?
You know what? I'm so sick of you and your
whole lowbrow, low-life,
seedy family.
All right. Now, that is enough. Man, how you guys ever do is beef each other.
Hey, we've been stuck here for 3 hours with the foster geeks. What else are we supposed to do?
Why don't you try being nice to each other? You know, maybe you guys don't realize this, but y'all seem a lot happier when you're helping each other out.
When have we ever done that?
Well, don't you remember the time you got dumped at the prom? Hey, the mighty JT was there to bail you out. Dana.
JT. I really don't need any grief right now.
I know. I just came to tell you that Jeff guy's a real jerk.
No, I'm a jerk for thinking he'd want to go out with me instead of Pam Taylor.
All right, the spotlight dance is about to begin, led by our student body president, Dana Foster.
Great. This is perfect. Now everybody's going to know what a complete fool I am.
Dana, you're not a fool. You just picked the wrong guy to go to the prom with.
I'm going to be totally humiliated.
Dana, I'm here with a 13-year-old. I think I know a bit about humiliation. Look, I know you're kind of stuck, so how about for the spotlight dance, you let me be your escort?
You would do that for me? After all the things that I've said about you?
Hey, your insults don't bother me.
JT, I've called you a greaseball, a lowlife, a scum.
Okay, all right, fine. They bother me a little bit. But, you know, I just figure you're teasing me the way I tease you.
Dana, we really need you for the spotlight dance.
So what do you say, huh? Once around the dance floor with the old 8-boy.
Thanks, JT.
No problem, Barky.
Knuckle dragger.
Bitch face.
Mouth breather.
Warm fuzzies, anybody?
Yeah, so one time we were like the Brady Bunch.
I think it is high time that y'all drop this Foster Lambert business once and for all. I mean, once that baby comes out, you guys are going to be permanently joined by blood. One family, under God, indivisible, with liberty. Justice for all. Dig it?
Hey, anybody want to come and meet your new baby sister?
Dude, it's a baby. It's a girl. Man. Dude, I knew it was going to be a girl. Man.
Yeah?
Yeah, check it out. Dude, I wrote girl on my left hand. Of course, I wrote boy on my right hand. But dude, you know, I'm left-handed, so see? I knew it was going to be a girl.
So, Frank, how's mom?
Yeah, she's just fine. She wants to see everybody, so go on.
All right, go.
Yeah, go.
And how's the proud dad?
Just about the happiest guy in the whole world, son.
You're so beautiful. Oh, so tired. Oh, my. Yes. Yes, hello, baby. You're so beautiful. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are so beautiful. Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Look who I got, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, little baby. All your brothers and sisters.
The goat man.
Your cousin.
Wow, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't believe how tiny she is.
Yeah, me neither. She didn't seem so tiny a couple hours ago.
Have you thought of a name yet?
Her name is Lily.
Lily Lambert, that's cool.
But actually, her full name is Lily Foster Lambert.
Yeah, what'd I tell you, huh? Foster, Lambert, one family. All right, all blended.
So, who wants to hold their baby sister first?
I think Dana should go first, you know, seeing she's the oldest.
Well, I don't have to go first. I mean, if somebody else wants to go.
Come on, put your arms around the little bundle of joy.
Here you go. You can support her head.
There you go. Oh, my God. Oh. Look at those little hands. Could anybody have such tiny little hands?
Careful, Dana. It's my sister you're holding.
Sister, all right, she just peed all over me. Here, I'll take her.